Why? Because I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not saying it's not here. I'm not saying it's not real. But I'm saying it's not going to rule me. I'm not going to walk around in fear. I refuse to take the spirit of fear. Why? Because God didn't give me the spirit of fear. And what God didn't give me, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to receive it. I resist you. I resist you with everything in me. So how do I get to that place where I can successfully resist the devil? I spend time with the master. See the world, most of the church world said that's stupid. I wouldn't submit myself to such nonsense. But that's how I got where I am today. I spend much time talking in tongues. Waiting on God. I didn't start seeing anything until I started praying like I do. Now I know. And there's so much more to know. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And this is how it comes. God even blessed us, and listen, you can check it out. You check it out, just call around, do a survey. See how many churches, local churches you know. Just here, if you want to do a worldwide check and study on, just do Mississippi. And see how many you find that call in on prayer line and pray every day. Several times a day. Just do it. And then you'll see what you got. And see, the enemy fights you trying to keep you from coming there because he knows that if you break through and get into that place, you're going to get the truth. You're going to get a revelation inside of you. It's not going to be a church going skip the hop. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And go on your way. You're going to get a revelation how to walk with God daily. You'll know what to do with your finances. You'll know what to do with your health. You'll know what to do with your children. You'll know what to do with your husband and wife. You'll know what to do on your job. You'll know what to do. You'll get a revelation, and you begin to walk in a place. Because this life is sure. It's been sealed. It's settled. It's finished. You can't change it. It can't be altered. It's absolute, eternal. It's for you now. It's for me now to have this. But I got to spend time in the Word, in prayer, in meditating. One of the greatest things you can do is get along and meditate that Word. You meditate that Word, that Word will talk to you. God will talk to you. He'll talk to you. You spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. You know what it says when you pray in the Holy Ghost? You're building yourselves up on your most holy faith. That's what happens when you pray in the Holy Ghost. But see, your mind says, that's silly. I don't understand that. I ain't going to do that. Your flesh says, I ain't got time for that. And you have to crucify the flesh and renew the mind until you, both of you, shut up. Because this is what I'm going to do. And you're not going to be pulling on me, telling me I'm not going to do it. I'm in charge. When you start ruling this, I was in charge from the start, and you're not going to take over. That's why you see people stop praying, stop reading the Bible, stop going to church, stop doing this, stop witnessing, stop doing all this, because they let the flesh and the mind take over, and pressure and opinion of other people and how they feel about it. And I don't want to Nobody called me crazy. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Just knock yourself out, because I care less what you say about me. Last time I checked, you hadn't bought one meal and put it on my table. You hadn't made one car payment or house payment, because I don't have them, you know. But you understand? You hadn't paid my light bill. I don't remember any one of y'all coming up paying my light bill. And you're going to call me crazy and I'm getting all these results. And got no pressure on me because I'm resting in Him? And you think I'm going to back off because you think I'm crazy for talking in tongues, talking about the Holy Ghost? And the Bible said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost to come upon you. You shall be my witnesses. Didn't he say it? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all where on one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of the rushing mighty wind. It filled the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. That same Holy Ghost set upon me one day. And I'm not going to talk about it because somebody said it's of the devil. I'm like Pastor Trace. I thought somebody important said something. Okay. If it didn't come from God, it's not important. When you speak against God, what you're saying against God, you're not important, honey. If you're saying what God is saying, you're all right. But when you tell me the Holy Ghost is of the devil, speaking in tongues of the devil, and what you're saying, you're not important. Not to me. Because I already got it written here. You just give me your opinion. I got written document here. Come on. See, it's written that by his stripes you were healed. It's written that he took your infirmity and bore your sickness. It's written that he became a curse. He became poor that you might be rich. It's written, it's documented. How do we get a hold of that? That's what I want to talk to you about. How do we get there? How do we get to that place? Well, we walk in this every day. It shouldn't be something fall out the sky. I'm hoping something come along someday and fall out the sky. It ought to be a revelation that I know how on purpose go and possess what's mine. Yeah. Are y'all ready now? Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Woo! Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation. Hallelujah. Let me see, I'll get there in a minute. Yeah, there we go. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. If y'all can put that up, go ahead and put it up. I want you to listen real close, because I'm not trying to rush through this. I want to teach it. I'm not trying to work up anything. I want to teach by revelation. With the anointing. Because I am anointed to do this. Hello? Listen to it real close. Hallelujah. There is a divine mystery. You know what a mystery is? It says right there, divine mystery, a secret. It's a secret. What is it? It says a secret.